Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when we have a company, what do we need to do? We need to hire people. And we hire those people when we have a job description. But even before we hire people, we start to think about what is our marketplace? Who do we want to do business with? How do we attract that business? What is our pricing? We spend a great deal of time thinking about the sale, thinking about delivering, thinking about our product, thinking about where our market is. And the more time we spend doing that and the more we understand our marketplace, the more successful we'll be. But what we don't do is we don't concentrate on our employees. We don't know actually what their abilities are. We don't know what makes them tick. Of course you have a job description. And that job description is on a flat piece of paper with some ink on it. And it says that you're supposed to do this to do this job. There's a list of things that you need to do. But does that really mean anything to the people that you give that job description to? Are you taking the time to understand exactly what the abilities and skills of each one of your people are? Do you know who you can depend upon? Do you know who's going to get the job done? How much time have you spent with your key people talking about management, talking about how to handle people, talking about what's going on? You see, we spend a lot of time creating the product and creating the sale of the product, but that's where it starts. Once we have the sale, we have to have an understanding of how we're going to deliver that. And if we are any size business at all and not just a sole entrepreneur, we have people. And do we really understand exactly what their abilities are, what their skills are, what their work ethic is? So when we delegate something to them, we know it's going to get done, because the mistake that business people make is they say, just go do it. We need to get this out. Just go make it happen. But they don't really know whether the person that you tell just go do it understands what that means. Do they relate to how their job fits into the entire company, how important they are? And if we don't do that, then we're not going to get the results we want. And another mistake that business people make is they do have key management people, if they're any size business, but how much time do they spend talking to those key management people? The key management people are your front line of defense. They're out there. They see what goes on. They can tell you a lot about the employees that work for you. They can tell you exactly who needs to be trained, who needs to be promoted, who needs to be given a raise, who are the people who really help us succeed. And we need to talk to them all the time. And you know the most important thing you can do with key people? Ask questions and then wait for answers. So if you ask questions, you start to get a feel for exactly what's going on, who knows what and how it's getting done. And then you get to understand exactly how you need to train and teach your key people. So not only do you have to think about your employees, about their abilities and skills and work ethic, but you also have to think about your key people. Do they have the skills necessary to manage the people they're managing? Do you have the right people in the right place? If you don't have the right people in the right place, how are you going to shuffle your organization to make sure that you're getting the job done? It's all about people. It's all about understanding. It's all about people understanding exactly what they need to do and how they need to perform so that everybody can be successful. The company can be successful, which means they're going to be successful. Their benefits can be paid for. They can get a raise, and they can stay at the company for as long as they want. If we don't take the time to understand what the responsibilities are and who can execute them. We tend to delegate to the wrong people, and then what happens is we expect that those people are going to perform, and they don't. And we probably should have known that before we delegated to them. And then what happens is we get disappointed. Why didn't this get done? Why did we lose this customer? Why aren't we growing our business? You ask question after question after question until you're satisfied that the person that you're talking to has the right answer, or that you need to teach them something, or you need to make a change in your organization so that you can get what you want. It's about people. You know, they're probably, the majority of people that work for you are probably extremely intelligent people. If you break it down into the simplest possible form, if you get them to understand what you're doing, if you work with them, if you talk to them, if you make them feel like they're part of the organization, they are going to excel at their job. So think about it. And then, of course, as I always say, take what I say and then expand upon it. Make it better. Make it better for your organization. Don't just say, oh, yeah, and then do anything about it. Do you want to be successful? If you want to be successful, right people in the right place with the right message will get you to exactly where you want to be. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the conversation, go to my website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com, connect on LinkedIn. Till the next time, be in action, make it happen to your success.